I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Headed down the home stretch, we welcome you back to the final half hour of this week's KSL Outdoors Radio, and fingers crossed that there's some new snow falling in the high country. We mentioned that Park City actually opened Friday, yesterday, as this interview airs, and Alta will actually get the lifts running on part of the mountain anyway come Monday. So 'tis the season here. And if you want a great rundown of places where you can go and snowmobile, road tripping with Bob and Mark.com, right on the homepage, has a great write-up on their recommendations for snowmobile getaways. And I'm going to guess, Bob, that that picture with your lovely wife was probably taken on Two Top.
You guessed it. The snow ghost.
There aren't many places I've been that look like that.
That's one of my favorite places there. I know you've been there. We both have had a lot of experience up in the West Yellowstone area. Some experiences better than others.
True. And yeah, we've told that story on the show before.
Yeah, that one's getting beat to death.
But you survived it and actually got back on that horse and rode not long after, right?
I did the following year, almost the exact date. I got back in. We didn't have nearly as much snow the following year, so I wasn't able to go to the exact spot where it happened, but we got close.
The last time I was there with my boys, and I took my nephew as well, was a snow year like the one that's pictured on your blog, and I have some unbelievable pictures of us lined up on snowmobiles down this road with these trees lined on both sides covered in snow, and it's what anybody would paint a picture of a winter wonderland if you asked them to.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's West Yellowstone is the snowmobile capital of the world. You've got the park on one side, and you've got Island Park on the other side, you know, and in between is phenomenal. I mean, it is the premier place. So that's why it's on my list, is that, I mean, how can you talk about snowmobiling without talking about the West Yellowstone area?
Yeah. Mark, how much snowmobiling have you done?
Quite a bit. I've been up into that Yellowstone area, West Yellowstone, during a winter not too many years ago, about three or four years ago, just like we were talking about. It looked like the picture we're seeing, with all of that cotton candy all over the place and a bunch throughout the state. So there's some great places. We love a couple places close to us, like Duck Creek is a great area, Brian Head down here in southern Utah.
Yeah.
And then up on the Tusher Mountains in the Beaver area, fantastic trails that way as well. And we get good snow down this part of southern Utah as well.
One of my favorite pictures that rotates through my desktop at home on my computer is the last time Bob, you and I and Russ were down in that Brian Head area, and we were sitting there, you know, just got off the snowmobiles for a little break to take some pictures with all that red rock in the background. Spectacular.
Yeah, we were out at one of the viewpoints out at Cedar Breaks. I remember that day very, very well. And we've been snowmobiling up in the over at Bear River Lodge as well, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't know if we've done it together. But
I think we did. I think we did. I think we went out there and Roger took us out.
Yeah. And that, to be honest, I'm not a person that is quite comfortable going out in the middle of winter, because if you do make a mistake, if you happen to get lost, there's huge penalty points for doing that. When it can be very, very cold outside and you can lose your way fairly easily. So one of the things I always love is to go with somebody like Roger from Bear River Lodge, because he knows that place like the back of his hand. But our family makes a trip usually late winter, early spring up there that can get a little bit tricky if the snow starts to melt or get kind of pasty, as some would call it. But it is one of my favorite places to ride. The other place is Monte Cristo, which I know they blocked that road off, and there's a big parking lot there. A lot of people from the Wasatch Front head that direction.
Oh, yeah. They go up to Ogden Valley there and then head up out of Huntsville up to Monte Cristo, where you mentioned they blocked the road off, and then you can hit the road on your sleds. And there's miles and miles of trails that you can hit up for the, you know, there's an outfitter up there called Club Rec where you can rent sleds and if you don't have your own, but man, that is such a premier place. There are a lot of areas up in that Ogden Valley and further north when you get into Logan Canyon, there's a place called Beaver Creek Lodge. Brian Lundell up there owns Beaver Creek Lodge. And I got to tell you, I had one of the very best days ever on a snowmobile up there. We took it out. It's near Beaver Mountain Ski Resort. Hmm. Just across the highway from Beaver Mountain Ski Resort is where Beaver Creek Lodge is, and not far from Bear Lake. So we went up on the hills there and get these amazing views of Bear Lake and just distant views. I mean, it's just one of the best days I've ever had.
We were riding into a lodge, and this dates clear back when Chris Draper, the old trail master, was on the show with me on a regular basis. We were riding from that parking lot at Monte Cristo into a lodge, and it was, I don't remember how many, how many miles in, but my boys were little, and I had them on the back of my machine, and we started out from the parking lot, and the winds came up, the clouds came in, and all of a sudden, it was a whiteout. You couldn't tell where you were, and we'd look down, and we were actually on top of a fence line and had gone off the trail, and we just decided, because our tracks were getting drifted over so quickly, that rather than propel ahead toward the lodge, we would make a quick turn, because with my boys, I didn't want to get stuck out there, and we'd go back to the parking lot and at least find a warming hut or something. And so we did that. And you do have to keep those safety measures in mind when you're out there, because the weather can turn in a hurry.
Yeah, that's one thing. When you're snowmobiling in the backcountry, you've got to be really mindful. It's know before you go. I mean, Craig is always talking about that from the Avalanche Center, that you need to be aware of your surroundings. And if you're high marking, make sure that you're going to have a high mark on a hill that's not going to come down with you. You know, so be very aware when you're into the backcountry of what the conditions are.
Mark, there's other places on this list, too. Two of them in Idaho, one up in Wyoming. That would be Teton Valley, which, if for no other reason than the view, that one is recommended on my list, too.
Yeah, there you've got a lot of space out there in Wyoming to be doing snowmobiling. And Bob, I think, would be more of an expert on some of that area. I lived in Wyoming for a little while, but down by Casper when I lived there. So, Bob, take it away as far as that Teton Valley area.
Well, Teton Valley over in the, you know, the Victor Driggs area of Idaho, just on the other side of the Wilson Pass. I mean, it's there in the Targhee National Forest, and they've got, again, miles of trails. Just, you know, pristine snow, you know, in the Grand Targhee area, just that whole Targhee National Forest area has many, many miles of old logging trails and off-road trails. So there's just miles and miles of wonderful snowmobile trails. And it's just, they get a lot of snow up there. I can tell you, I think they're getting pretty significant snow now. I think they're getting hit a little bit north of us. So their season may be beginning. I think Yellowstone opens up about mid-December is from what I heard this year.
Well, if they're getting hit with the same storms that my brother reports to me from Missoula, Montana, they have had some real blasters early in the season. Twice he's had almost a foot on the ground in town in Missoula. So, yeah, the storms have stayed pretty much north of us, the bigger ones anyway. And the recommended outfitter there, which is one of the reasons I love your website, is you give some recommendations for who to reach out to if you want to go explore these places, is the Teton Valley Adventures. Island Park is also along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, that again, is one of the premier snowmobile destinations north of us on the way to West Yellowstone. And in fact, it's hard to just keep driving past there. But, you know, a lot of those trails kind of interconnect between Island Park and West Yellowstone. They go out to the lakes into the forested area there. But Island Park is another area that's, you know, in the summer months, great fishing up there. In the winter, amazing snowmobiling.
What's the Wyoming location? Where is that exactly? I've never been.
Oh, Tokadee.
Yeah.
Tokadee is east of I always say this wrong. Moran. It's not moron.
you'd be a moron if you said it that way.
Yeah, I would. And there's not even another O in it, but it's Moran. But it's east of there. It's this is another great place for snowmobiling. They got a wonderful lodge there, the Tokadee Mountain Lodge. They have their own outfitter there, and that's another great place in that north of Jackson Hole. So it's straight north. It's as you're going to the south entrance to Yellowstone, it would be more to the east of there, and I can't remember the exact road it's on. But that whole Gros Ventre area, Gros Ventre, Wind River Mountains, just north of Jackson Hole is another premier. And there's a lot of great snowmobile outfitters in the town of Jackson.
We actually camped out there in the Gros Ventre campground area. It's really spectacular. Here's the other thing. With any of these outfitters, if you're sitting there thinking, you know, I'd love to go have the experience of being on a snowmobile. And by the way, Navadomskus has never ridden a snowmobile, if you can believe that.
That's hard to believe.
Yeah. For as much time as that guy spends in the outdoors, but if there's a river anywhere by, he gets distracted. He's like that dog on the movie Up, you know, squirrel. Only his is fish, and then he's done. He's done with anything else. One of the reasons, if you're sitting there at home thinking, I'd love to have the experience, we just don't have the gear as a family to do it. All of these outfitters, and I know for a fact that Roger at Bear River Lodge and certainly up at Three Bear in West Yellowstone, they have all the gear. And I mean gloves and boots and helmets and snowsuits and everything you'll need to have an enjoyable experience.
Yeah, I picked these outfitters out because I know them for one, but I picked them out because they are, they have everything. I mean, they're inclusive. They have the clothes, the sleds, everything you'll need. You can go there unprepared and have what you need to go out on an outing.
All right. Great stuff. It's roadtrippingwithbobandmark.com. Right there on the homepage, you'll see places to go snowmobiling. Maybe it's a little early in the season now to do it, but it won't be long. And ski resorts, as I mentioned, already up and running with Park City opening yesterday, as you listen to this interview, and Alta saying they'll get the lifts running on Monday. Guys, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for your help, and I'll look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Tim. Thank you. Always a pleasure.
Mark, thank you.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
All right. We'll take one more break and come back and finish the program next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.